remembering to bring gladness and light into the mind, because it can. This is not an easy thing we're doing. Sometimes it floats and flows nicely, but sometimes it's quite difficult. So remembering to bring in gladness, light, so gratitude is a... Sometimes we obviously don't feel grateful, we're just struggling with whatever we're struggling with, but gratitude is a kind of light karma. It's a brightness to the heart. So it's from time to time when one has that kind of space in the mind to make that conscious, to recollect, to make that, to do it deliberately, rather than it being an occurrence which happens because of circumstances. So this isn't a command that you must feel grateful, which is a kind of tyranny that we can place on ourselves, an inner tyranny. You should be grateful, you should be this and that. But rather the recollection of gratitude, and that's different. So, you just recollect the beauty of this place, say. Just thank the moon, the full moon. Thank the crows, the gulls, the creeper, the pine trees, the lovely staircase of inanimate things. You can just get a sense of gratitude for beauty, the good fortune we have to be here, even if what we're going through is rather difficult. And then obviously people, Philip and Arslan for setting up such a wonderful retreat, and Mickey and Leanne who, and Alan in the kitchen, and the folk who clean the place, and Debbie and Anita who organize, and all the folk you've seen around here, that lovely man who chips away at the ice. And then your fellow meditator who was so still when you're watching your breath. Just kind of the support that we give to each other by doing this work. And very lovely to go through one's teachers from books you've read, tapes you've heard, MP3s you've heard. And kind of recollecting that good fortune, because we're very fortunate to be able to contemplate Dhamma. So with a kind of reflection on teachers or parents or guardians, benefactors, these beings who have helped you on the path, that's a lovely practice to do, just to do a little autobiography of yourself. Friends, teachers, and parents. You name them, bring them into the heart with the in-breath. Out-breath, just express thanks. Maybe from books. Remember the first Dhamma that you touched, that it touched you deeply. And this is recollection. It's not that you have to feel grateful right now. That would be a kind of tyrannical thing to say to you. But we can recollect. And then to reinforce that in the mind, we can do that. To just keep bringing up the sense of gratitude, gratitude, and that lightens the heart. Cynical mind might say, yeah, yeah, I know, I should be grateful, but that's thought, that's not the feeling. So try to go to the feeling in the heart of gratitude. So anything that opens the heart in those ways is a kind of bright karma, a light karma, like the spring light that we're experiencing now.